Today we're talking with Patrick Slater. He's a member of the City Council in Sebastopol, an architect, and also chairman of the Board of Directors of Rebuilding Together in Sebastopol. Let's begin by introducing people to Rebuilding Together if they're not already acquainted with it.
It's a national program that has regional and local affiliates. Sebastopol is its own affiliate, and what we do is help low-income homeowners of any age bracket with necessary home repairs to ensure that they can live in a safe and warm environment.
And this is something that happens on a designated day each year?
Every year, it is on the last Saturday in April.
And right now you're looking ahead to that date and trying to line up some projects, some work to do?
That's true. We do our public outreach and have folks self-refer. We have referrals come from family members, from social organizations, from faith-based groups, really from anywhere. And the range of projects that we take on varies from year to year, just depending on what folks request.
What would be some sample sorts of projects?
Things like installing of grab rails and handbars to help with ascension and descension of stairs. We've built a number of ramps over the years. We do window and door replacements, taking care of some of the old leaky single glazed windows and putting in some modern double glazed insulated glass. And we do minor structural repairs, deck building, pretty much anything that we can accomplish in one day.
How many sites, how many projects can you do in a single day? How many people do you have working on them?
Historically, we've had somewhere between 60 and 80 volunteers over the workday. That group of people gets divided up over somewhere between 8 and 12 project homes every year.
And all the materials are part of it for the homeowner too? No cost at all?
The materials are included at no charge. They are donated or provided at a very low price to just cover the cost for a retailer to provide them. We've had great partnerships with Sebastopol Hardware, with Freeman Brothers, and many others. But for us in Sebastopol, those are our main suppliers. We also have nice partnerships with a lot of skilled tradespeople, electricians, plumbers, etc. If it's a project that our volunteer crews can't necessarily tackle, we have hired at a very low rate, or oftentimes these services are donated, for a more professional job that just can't be done by volunteers. So it's really in-kind donations as well as financial and materials.
When you put out a call like this for projects to do, do you wind up with more than you can accomplish in that single day?
From time to time we do, and we have procedures in place where we will occasionally take on a homeowner 2 years in a row, but generally we try not to do that. We try to spread it around a little bit. Because of where we're located, we're really interested in projects that are certainly in the city of Sebastopol and in its environs.
So for somebody who has an idea that they'd like to suggest to you, how do they go about it?
What they can do is reach us on our website, which is rtsebastopol.org. There is a phone number and there are applications that are downloadable, both for volunteers as well as project applicants. We need both. Phone numbers and other contact information can all be found there.
Patrick Slater, Rebuilding Together Sebastopol, thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.